This is the Books and Authors Fantasy Podcast, episode 98. Good day and welcome to this episode of the Books and Authors Fantasy Podcast. I'm your host, podcaster, and author of Fun Fantasy Reads, Jamie Davis. This podcast is exactly what the title says it is, folks. It's a show focused on everything to do with fantasy books, from epic fantasy to urban fantasy, swords and sorcery. We'll even throw in a little bit of sci-fi now and again, but you can expect to find the best and brightest authors from all the various corners of the fantasy book world. Plus, we'll add a few other very special guests we might pick up along the way. Kind of kicking off things for myself this week, I'll go ahead and give you my own author update. I'm finished working just about with my first draft on book four of my Hunter's Clan Saga series. I plan on wrapping up the first draft and moving right on into editing because I really can't wait to share this with the readers. So if you haven't already checked out the first three books in the series, now's the time to do that. You can check out the entire Hunter's Clan Saga series over on Amazon, beginning with the first book, Huntress Initiate. You can check out more about what I'm up to, including sneak peeks of upcoming covers. I have special giveaways and a lot more over at my fan group on Facebook, Jamie's Fun Fantasy Readers. You can find that also over on my website and blog at jamiedavisbooks.com too. Let's go ahead and get into this week's episode, and I will interview Katrine Russell. Katrine is a 31-year-old writer from Sweden. She has two kids and actually a third one on the way. Her primary job is as a nurse, but she counts herself very lucky to be able to combine her love of writing with a way to make some extra money at home. She writes epic medieval fantasy stories with a hint of romance, intriguing, and heartfelt characters. So check out my interview with her coming up right now. And don't forget to pick up her book as well. It's pretty cool. I enjoyed it. The Power of Conviction. Katrine, it's good to have you here on the Books and Authors Fantasy Podcast. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I've been looking forward to this.
I've been looking forward to having you on as well. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Introduce yourself to our readers.
Right. I am 31 years old. I live in Sweden. I am a registered nurse. But I also have a background in computer game design. And I write as much as I can. It's kind of like this nurse by day, writer by night deal, I write as much as I can. This is a passion of mine, and I want to do it as much as I can. But basically, I have two kids, I have two dogs, I have a third kid on the way, so I've got a lot of stuff going on in my life, so I'm very busy, but it's a lot of fun.
Excellent, excellent. And I don't know if you knew this or not, but I'm an RN as well.
Yes, I actually saw that. I've read up on you as well a little bit then, obviously, because I was going to come on your show and we kind of have a lot in common, in fact.
It seems like it. Do you have a specialty as far as nursing goes?
I'm not trained in any specialty, no, but I work in an orthopedic unit at the moment.
Okay, excellent, excellent. I was mostly trending towards emergency care, probably because of my paramedic background. Definitely a small world. When I saw that you were a nurse, I was excited to have you on the show. Let's talk a little bit about your series, because the Prime series, which I actually just started reading, The Power of Conviction, is a very intriguing look at kind of like dark epic fantasy, I guess I'd call it.
Yeah. It is a mix of different genres, because I originally created this thinking I wasn't going to publish it initially. This is my first book that I've ever published. and it's the first book I've written in English as well. So I initially just sort of took parts that I enjoy myself to try and like just make a book for myself. And it ended up being a lot of different aspects to it that I didn't know if I planned them out ahead of time. But yeah, it's a lot of action and that dark kind of background to it, but still romance. And yeah, I just took everything that I love and I just poured it into this book and into this series, obviously.
Yeah, I really have enjoyed it so far. You know, the main character, I guess is it Anaya?
Yeah, Anaya.
Okay, yeah, I find her to be very strong and very self-confident in what she's doing and why she's doing it. But she also has a softer side to her and you know, the friendships that she has amidst the other members of the priesthood that she's in. And it's just interesting to see the depth of the world that you've developed. Just a lot of interesting bits and pieces of things that are just being revealed a little at a time that are really making this very rich in lore and background. I want to know more about it.
Yeah, I've done a lot of background lore with this one, more so than anything else I've done before, because as I said, this is the first actually book that I've finished, and obviously I've made a series out of it, but it's taken a lot of notes and a lot of world building and, like you say, lore. I've taken a lot of inspiration from the real world. Obviously, you can see that with their religion, for example. But then how it differs from them to the demons. And Anaya as such she's a very, very strong female character, but she's not without her weaknesses. She's I try and make all of my characters relatable in that way. That there's no one's perfect, and she certainly isn't either, but she would probably be a good friend, I would say.
Oh, that's definitely evident. You know, she's a good friend to people that she's around anyway. And then, you know, the girl that she shares, that's the neighbor. I forget her
name.
Yeah,
Elena.
Yeah, right. They're great to see how they interact and do things together. And the idea that there's these demons and you have questions about who and what they are from the very beginning. Because there's something about the conflict that doesn't seem like, I don't want to give anything away, but that doesn't seem like it's quite what Anaya thinks it is.
Not quite what anyone seems to think it is. Yeah. There's a lot to it, and that's what I want to play off that a lot in my in especially these first two books when the story unravels a lot, that it makes you think. I like that little get the reader thinking about what's going on and why they're doing it, because you will, as a reader, you will be doing this at the same time as Anaya is doing it. So I try to sort of have them mixed together so they can experience it in a way that she does as well.
Well, and you don't, it's funny because, and this doesn't really give anything away because it happens right at the very beginning of the book, but you know, you're introduced to a demon almost immediately.
And, yes.
My initial thought was, well, that person is not acting like a demon.
you know, not like I would expect a demon to act. And she seems to have a similar reaction. And then you know, we go on to them fighting other demons, and it's real conflict and bloody, and people are dying. And later in the book, and I'm just like, you know, from the very beginning, you set up this question in the reader's mind. That's just such a great way to like lead us into the story.
Oh, thank you. I'm happy to hear that, because I do a lot of my writing then, obviously, because I don't have a lot of experience yet. Then it's off my heart. It's just how I feel like this is needed now in this particular place in the book. I do it very organically. I just sort of write what comes to mind. And now it feels like it's been a lot of action. Now I need something slower, and now I need a twist. Now I need a so it's nice to hear that it's sort of doing what I set out to do, if you get what I mean.
I do. I completely understand. And I'm wondering, growing up and even now, do you do a lot of reading? Did you do a lot of reading growing up of fantasy stories? Is this something that you've always been in contact with?
Fantasy as such, yes, but not so much reading. It took quite a while for me to find a home for myself in the reading community. Younger, at least, I read the first two books, I think it was, of Harry Potter and, you know, them kind of genres. And I was like, oh, it's okay, but it doesn't get me going like, oh my God, I've got to get the next book. I've got to read more and more and more. It wasn't until I found more mature fantasy books that I felt like this is where I belong. A lot of it through David Gemmell's books that I was introduced to. And that's where it sort of took off. So I've not read huge amounts, considering. But yeah, I love the fantasy genre. I've always loved the fantasy genre. I've played a lot of games. Obviously, I'm a gamer at heart. And tabletop games and all that. So my inspiration has been a lot from them kind of sources as well.
Well, and that the reason I ask, and you know, gaming is steeped in story as well, is
yes.
the idea that, you know, even in a tabletop game, or, you know, a role-playing game or a video game, there are story beats that have to happen to keep the story moving. Like you said,
yes.
There's a twist here. There's a surprise reveal here. There needs to be action at this part, but then it needs to slow down. There
yeah.
needs to be a moment in this section for even a minor love interest or something like that to occur. You know, a little hint of romance is always important, just to make the character seem human. And so I wondered where you got that from, since, you know, you said kind of you were going with your gut feeling.
Yeah, and I still do, I suppose. But yeah, it's like you say, with the games, the kind of games that I really enjoyed playing have been, as I was younger, then like Neverwinter Nights, and I played World of Warcraft for 15 years, and I'm one of these people that will sit and read all the quests, and whereas other ones just skip, and I just want to read it all. I want the story. I want the lore. I love all that. So, but when I sit down and write, I just try and have a feel for what is needed next, and that's what I put in.
I do the same thing. I drive my kids nuts because they want to race through the game and get to the end of the, you know, the ending scene as fast as they can. And so that means no side quests, none of the extra stuff. And, you know,
yeah.
Here I am, I'm reading all the stuff. And that's why one of the reasons I love the Assassin's Creed games, because
side quests.
Because the side quests and the ability to read about all the historical locations.
Yeah.
You know, it's so... It's fun for me, but they like, what are you doing, Dad? Just the scenes paused. I'm like, no, I'm reading this.
Yeah. And why are you doing all of that? We're meant to go there. It's like, no, we have to do this first. I want to see all this.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah. But the kid fell down the well. I have to go save the kid who fell down the
yeah.
well.
Yeah, please, let me.
No, but you know, and that's, I think that those little bits of side story are just as important in developing a sense of, because there's something about them that grab people to go do those side quests. There's some element that tugs at your heartstrings or something that makes you want to go do them.
And in a similar way, I try to do that with my writing as well, to have like little side plots that gets you engaged as well. So that you don't just follow Anaya and then this demon that she runs into, but also with Edric and his development, and then there's also a little thing going on with Lenda, and you've got all these little things that also, like, even if it strays away from the main plot a little bit, I try to make them as interesting as possible, so that when you sit there and read, that you're going to want to read those parts as well. Even if it jumps from an hour then, and you're like, oh, I want to continue reading that. When you then end up on a scene with Edric, you're just as engaged with that one.
Now, you have book two available as well, The Path of Salvation.
Yes.
What's the plan for book three? I know I've seen a note somewhere that you plan to have that out sometime, hopefully in 2020. Is that something you're already writing on now?
It's in edit.
Oh, wow. Great.
Yes. Book two is going to be released on paperback now in April. There's just a minor edit I need to do to the cover and then have it released. So I'm stalling. But then book three, it's in edit, and after that I'll just get everything ready and hopefully I'll have it released sometime this summer.
Have you plotted out, I mean, is it only going to be three books in the Prime series, or are you seeing this going on into more volumes beyond that?
It will be more. I've started on the fourth one, and but I'm a panther, so I allow the characters to take me where they need to go, and I've got this ending in mind, so I'm aiming for that, obviously. But I'm gonna have to see how long it'll take me to get there. At the moment, it's looking like 5, maybe 6 books in the series.
That's exciting, though. I mean, that you've kind of got a vision for it, where you're going to be taking it, and the ending's important. You got to know how it's going to wrap up. Then it's just about the journey to get there.
Yeah, and that's the thing. If the journey requires, I mean, I'm not going to cut it short and happily ever after or something, just because I don't want to write another book. If it needs it, it requires it. I will do what I need to do.
Excellent. So that's coming out this summer. What about how you kind of talk to your readers or interact with your readers? Where is a good place for folks to kind of find you online?
A little bit of everywhere. The website is a good start if you want to look at just what my work is and my books and all that. And there's a contact form there. But if you want to actually then chat to me and get to talk to me live, then it will be Facebook, Instagram, even Twitter. I'm online everywhere basically. So, and it usually doesn't take me long to respond. So anywhere, any of those.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. It's interesting how as authors, we kind of try to find our location that we feel most at home. Is there one that you seem to gravitate towards more than others? I know the link you gave me was for your Instagram, which I've seen you put up a lot of interesting cover stuff, things you're working on, some sneak peeks at some chapter excerpts, which is kind of cool. That was a lot of fun. It seems like you seem to interact quite well over there.
Yeah. I suppose I've got a decent amount of followers on Instagram compared to, for example, Facebook, but I'm just as easy to get a hold of. But yeah, I like Instagram, just because I'm a creative person, so I like doing like the imagery, drawings, pictures, all that. So it's kind of a forum that I really like, and not so much text instead, if you get what I mean.
No, I love the, and so these images and things you've created, you know, the graphics are yours. That's just fantastic. You do a good job with it.
Yeah, I draw my characters, and like on my Instagram, I don't know if you saw the latest character drawings is from a completely new project that I'm working on. So I try to, as I start a new story or book, or if I make new characters for the same, like for the Prime series, for example, if I've got more characters coming up, then I'll draw them as well, because it helps me describe them better in writing, because sometimes I can come up with things when I do a concept art piece or forum that I hadn't thought about when I initially wrote them. So it's been a great tool for me, and it's also one of my other hobbies. So it's nice to combine the two.
No, it's great. And I love, you know, I looked on your website too, at katrinerussell.com. You know, then you do have a section in there with your characters. And of course, you say warning contains spoilers, but you know, little shadow drawings of each of your characters, and kind of a brief explanation of not only who they are, but I love that you included a physical description as well.
Yeah, well, because obviously I won't nag you about that in the book. I'll tell you what they look like, and then I might remind you a bit now and then, eye color and stuff like that. But I try to, my aim for the website is going to be like a bit of a, you can go there to, who was that again? And then you can read up on a person, say that you haven't, or maps, a person or environments and stuff like that. I'm going to be expanding the website to be a bit of a, you know, you can read up everything around the books, more than just the actual book. So a bit of extra content kind of thing.
Oh, that's great. That's fantastic. And you're doing it because, you know, people love that kind of stuff. Just for the same reason they like the extra graphics and artwork you're posting over on Instagram. And you've garnered a following there because of it. It's great to have a website and that you can direct people to, and they can find out, you know, things about your characters, things about your world. And that extra content is just, you know, I think it's gold for the readers. They just eat it up.
Yeah, I've received a lot of nice comments about it, so I'm gonna keep posting that. I was initially, I didn't wanna, I just kept it for myself. That's why I got them blacked out ones on my website, because I was like, well, maybe people want to make up their own idea of what the characters look like. So I tried to keep it a little in the dark, but people really seem to like it. I don't know. It's nice. So I'll probably be posting more of that going forward.
Oh, I think that's a great idea. I have no like artistic talent at all with drawing and things like that. So
writing isn't artistic. True.
Oh, it is. Yeah. But I mean, as far as drawing goes, I can't. You know, I'm stick figures, you know. So I tend to, like, what I do is I cast my characters with actors. And usually actors from a specific movie. So not just the actor, but the actor playing a certain character, because it helps me keep in mind what they look like and some of their mannerisms so that I can kind of know what they act like. And that's one of the ways I do it. Plus, it's kind of fun to say, well, if somebody was, you know, if they made a movie out of my book, who would play this part?
I suppose. Yeah, but I find that question really hard. Like, I've had that question asked to me, who I thought like could play my main characters, but I've not really gone in that direction. So for me, that's a really hard question.
Well, for you then, that would be a great question to ask your readers.
Yeah. What they think that
Samael or Anaya or whoever, who would they think would be the best person to play that character? I'd be interested to hear what they had to say.
Yeah, maybe they can help me out. I don't know. I really don't. I just come up with something out of my head. Like I decide on what kind of style I'm going for, as well as mannerisms and characteristics and little details, if they're right or left-handed or and all the backstory. I just make it all up as I go along.
Do you find you have to write it down to keep track of things like that?
Yeah.
Because I get lost sometimes. If I don't write it down somewhere, I usually keep like a separate text document open next to when I'm writing. And if something like that comes up, and like an eye color or something that I haven't already figured out, I need to put it in there or I'll mess it up later. Because the readers will notice if you change to somebody's eye color. I know this for a fact because it's happened to me.
Oh, man. Yeah, I do try to make sure that before I start writing, I've got the characters nailed down with what they look like. And in case I do, maybe I should change the eye color, then I'll go through it and make sure I change it everywhere if I do that, so I don't miss that later, because that would be because I'm really finicky about stuff like that where it's plot holes and stuff like that. I really try to avoid them, even if it's small details. I just.
I'm sure you do a great job at it. I'm not so good at it. That's why I have to keep a list. So,
well, I do keep a list, mind. I try and if like as I said, if I do choose to make a change, I'll just go through it straight away and do the change so I don't forget and miss any. Ooh.
Makes sense. Well, Catherine, it was great chatting with you. We're getting kind of towards the end of our stuff here. I urge people to go check out your books. The Prime series and, of course, book one, The Power of Conviction, and book two is out as well, so you can kind of get started. And then book three will be out this summer. It's great to have you here on the show, and thanks for coming on the Books and Authors Fantasy Podcast.
Thanks for having me. It was great. And, yeah, if you can ever come on again, I would.
Excellent. Well, we'll definitely look to have you back. Maybe when you wrap up this series and start on something new, we can kind of talk about that.
Yeah, I would definitely be in touch then. Thank you.
That's going to wrap up this episode of the Books and Authors Fantasy Podcast. Make sure you catch up with us for a whole lot more from the whole fantasy and sci-fi focused community. You can find them over on Facebook and over at fantasy-focus.com. Leave a comment on this episode and let me know what's on your mind. Also on the website, on each podcast episode post, you'll find links to subscribe to the show on your favorite mobile app for iOS, Android, or even by email. Make sure you do so, though, because you don't want to miss any of the upcoming episodes. We've got some amazing and awesome authors scheduled, including our next episode with Patty Loofborough. I know you're going to love it. I enjoyed chatting with her, and you will too. That's it for this episode of the Books and Authors Fantasy Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Jamie Davis, author of Fun Fantasy Reads. Don't forget to follow me over on Facebook in my group, Jamie's Fun Fantasy Readers, and of course, my author page, Jamie Davis Books, and my website, jamiedavisbooks.com. Whatever you do, though, subscribe. Come back here for the next podcast. And while you're waiting, don't forget to keep your eyes open, folks, because there's magic all around you.